time you have the dread? 12 o'clock natty. Roots.
Here goes.
Stay tuned as we bring you another in the intriguing radio series.
Good evening, radio friends. It is once again just past 10 p.m. here in the Twin Cities, and that means it's time for our airwaves to burn a little brighter. This is Kinda Cloudy Radio. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, invading your speaker boxes with all sorts of good sounds, and we're real excited for tonight. We have an awesome show lined up for you. We have a whole bunch of special guests joining us tonight, and I think you're going to really enjoy this first little trip around the world that we're going to present you with. Before we get too deep into it, though, we do need to let you know that it is spring pledge drive here at KFAI. I know those words can sound like nails on a chalkboard to some of you, but it's necessary, and it's the only way we can be here the rest of the year. So consider making a donation today and keep KFAI on the airwaves. So we're going to start off with our first guests. We have our good friends, the Marx Brothers, in the studio with us this evening. They run a blog and a website called The Touch of Sound, and they explore field recordings from all over the world, and we're pretty excited for the show they have lined up to share with us this evening. So I guess welcome to the studio, fellas.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's great to be back here in the studio with Steely Dan and Kinda Cloudy Radio. For those of you who have not heard us on here before, I'm Jonah Marks, and I also got my brother Jesse here.
Hey, hey.
And we are the co-founders of the Touch of Sound website project that features authentic sound recordings from around the world.
Yeah, it all got started because I'm a sound engineer, and I would always be collecting different field recordings while we were traveling. And the idea was born by the reaction we got when we shared not only photos from the trips, but the sound recordings as well. Different sounds of nature, the marketplace, different urban environments, really all kinds of sounds. And you can find out more information about our project at thetouchofsound.com.
Yeah, this has always been one of our favorite venues, and we're especially happy to be here and help out during the KFAI pledge drive. Steely Dan's always given us freedom to put together some interesting segments. You know, our first time on, we discussed Belize. And then the last time we were on, we spoke about our trip to Cuba. We've shared stories from our travels along with some ocean sounds, some nature sounds, and some urban sounds. But tonight, we're going to focus mostly on music and rhythm sounds from around the world.
That's exactly right. And speaking of Cuba, that's where we're going to start things off tonight. Last August, we were fortunate enough to travel there with the U.S.-Cuba Artists Exchange. And one of my personal highlights of the trip and of the whole year was when we went to the city of Matanzas. Afro-Cuban rumba music originated there, and I was able to take a drum lesson with one of the conga drum masters from the famous group Muñequitos de Matanzas. Let's take a listen to the syncopated rhythm. True honor to take a part in that drum lesson. To keep the Cuban rumba going, this is a classic recording from the Muñequitos de Matanzas called Congo Yambumba.
And you're hearing it right here on Kinda Cloudy Radio.
Andaba
That was some rumba music from Matanzas, the Muñequitos de Matanzas, bringing back good memories from our trip to Cuba last August. But here's a quick chance to talk a little bit more about our project, The Touch of Sound. Our aim is to spotlight the world in a unique way through sound. You know, it's been a tremendous amount of fun to put it all together, and the feedback we get from people has really inspired us to keep it moving forward. You know, of course, we would like to be the ones traveling everywhere, collecting all the sounds, but it's a huge world out there, and we're extremely lucky to have a growing network of contributors who've been helping us out and submitting cool sounds from all over the world. So this is a special shout out to our friend Tom Scott, aka Spicy T, who was in Zimbabwe last year and grabbed this recording of the Batanai Marimba Band just outside the capital city of Harare.
Fantastic. That was Rhythm and Sound from Zimbabwe, and the instrumentation you're hearing there consists of marimba, imbira, maraca, and vocals. We're going to do another song from the Batanai Marimba Ensemble to keep it going. Here's more music from Zimbabwe. Thank you.
brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America.
Kinda Cloudy Radio.
You are staying up with Kinda Cloudy Radio. We're here every Thursday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And if you appreciate that fact, then now's the time to step up and donate to KFAI. Help us keep this little corner of the airwaves free. Here you're going to find beautiful, unusual music. You'll hear thought-provoking conversations. You'll hear all sorts of lush sounds like our friends here at Touch of Sound are bringing us tonight, all kinds of field recordings from around the world, and just a whole universe beyond the predictable here at KFAI. Once again, we are joined tonight in this first segment by our friends from Touch of Sound. We have Jesse, Jonah, and Jeremy Marks, and they're bringing us all sorts of cool sounds from all over the world, and we're going to let them keep us on this trip. And I believe Jonah's up here with another sound.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. And of course, anyone out there, support KFAI and help with this pledge drive to keep this funky music that DJ Steely brings you every Thursday. But we're going to change it up a little bit here and play some of our unique sound recordings back to back. And we're going to start things off north of the border. Like Dan said, we actually have our other brother, Jeremy, here in the studio tonight. And he was with us on our trip to Montreal last summer. And anyone who's been there knows it's a wonderful city filled with history, filled with culture. The Notre Dame Cathedral is one of the main landmarks in Old Montreal, and inside there's this huge pipe organ. It contains over 7,000 individual pipes, and when played, it creates a truly, truly epic sound.
Yeah, that organ is a beast. All right, next we're going to hit you with the hypnotic sounds from Turkey. This is some traditional music played behind the whirling dervishes in a ceremony they perform. And this music dates back to the Middle Ages, and it's led by a flute player. The flute is known as the ney.
Thank you.
Yes, got to love that Ney flute player. Just makes me dizzy thinking about those dervishes whirling around and around and around. But we are really changing things up for this one, and it is without question one of my all-time favorite sounds. Another shout-out to our friend Melody Gilbert and all her students who we met on our trip to Bulgaria. She's a professor at the American University in the city of Blagoevgrad. And as a part of our adventure there, we took in an on-campus presentation about Bulgarian music. And at the end of the presentation, a student group called Svetlina got up and they serenaded us with this beautiful a cappella song, traditional Bulgarian style. So let's take a listen.
Dos, dos, donele, dos, dos, donele, razoni se tenkandega, dos, dos, donele, otsaraya domo naro, dos, dos, donele.
And that was beautiful vocal stylings from Bulgaria. Now we're going to take you to the Far East and Vietnam. We went south from Ho Chi Minh City to the Mekong Delta region and the city of Cantal. When roaming the streets, we stumbled upon a funeral, and there was this band playing. The style of music is Chinese influence with all its metal percussion instruments, but it definitely appeared to be more of a celebration of life as opposed to a sad occasion.
Once again, you are hearing from The Touch of Sound here on Kinda Cloudy Radio on KFAI.
Right. That was some music from Vietnam. And now we are going to go and take you to the vibrant city of Thessaloniki in Greece and an example of rebetika music. It originated in Anatolia, in the Anatolia region, which is now Turkey. But since the music's revival in the 1960s in Greece, it has really become a symbol of Greek pride. The smoky venues all over the city are filled up way late into the night. People of all ages singing along. And this particular musical style mixes extremely well with Greek wines and ouzo.
Yes, it certainly does.
Thank you.
This next rhythm comes from Belize, and it was performed for us at the Luba Garifuna Museum in Belize City. Want to take a moment to give a special thanks and shout out to Sebastian Caetano for his efforts in preserving the Garifuna culture and arranging this performance for us. What you're hearing is the Primero and Segundo drummers, along with coconut maracas and call and response vocals. While on the subject of Garifuna music in Belize, just wanted to share a favorite song of mine from the Garifuna Women's Project. This one's called Umalali.
This will be the last sound clip we got for you, and it actually comes from our latest adventure to Panama. And for the first time in any of our travels, a destination actually sort of chose us because Jesse's band, Malamania, was asked to play the Boquete International Jazz and Blues Festival down there. There was absolutely no way I was going to miss out on that fun, and I actually snuck down there a couple days early to explore Panama City, which is a wonderful city filled with history. It's actually the oldest European settlement on the Pacific coast of the New World. And in the colonial neighborhood of Casco Viejo, you can often hear music coming from a number of the cafes and restaurants, including this recording of a Panamanian cumbia.
Thank you.
All right, that was Murga de Panama, one of my favorites from Willie Colon and Hector Lavoe. It comes from the New York Salsa Explosion era of the 1970s. All right, that about wraps up our time here tonight on Kinda Cloudy Radio. Once again, I'm Jesse Marks, here along with my brother Jonah Marks from The Touch of Sound. We'd like to thank DJ Steely Dan and Kinda Cloudy and KFAI for having us back, especially during their pledge drive. On that note, please offer your support in whatever capacity you can. We're going to finish things off tonight with a track from my band Malamania. This is an original song that I wrote along with Adriana Rempel back in 2012 off of our second EP. It's called Red Light Morning.